Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome to another FDP special. Well, it's just FDP, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it special? Did I not know about this? The special guest.
Special, mate.
Will Salisbury, the second screen. Woohoo!
It's always special when me and you are at it, mate.
Yeah, especially when we're podcasting as well.
Yeah, boy. How are you, my man?
I'm good, thank you. I think I'm better than what you're doing, though. You seem very stressed. I mean, you almost look a bit jarred today, a bit jarred.
Me? No, I'm all good, mate. I am all good. I'm living the dream, really. It's been one of those days, you know, when you get yourself like all organised and you're like there, you're like, yes, ready to go, ready to podcast with my boy. And then you get on the call and then the internet stops working.
Yes.
And then Teams just stops working, just gives you an error code and goes, do you want to close this error code? So you close this error code and then it re-emerges as the error code again. And you're like, okay. So you Google it because it says copy to clipboard and then Google the error code. Great. Did that. Don't know what you're talking about. What is this error code, mate? So I restart the computer, restart my phone. And we're here, so half an hour of prep for approximately zero reasons.
Yeah, well, I mean, you stay half an hour, it's also another 18 minutes of prep on top of your additional half an hour. But it's all right, we're there.
We're here. We're here.
We got there.
Anyway, more to the point, Ben. Has anything interesting happened over your weekend?
Not over the weekend, apart from I've lost a bit of wisdom.
So just before we go on to that, I specifically said to you, you have to do something interesting this weekend. So that was your task?
Yes.
Shoot. Before you go on to the wisdom, shoot. What thing interesting did you do over the weekend?
Well, actually, I don't know whether it's interesting or not. It's probably more fascinating than anything else. So, and you
found your willy.
I found yours, weirdly enough. So you know what me and Laura are like, the general. You know, we get on very well, but we like to have a bit of an argument from time to time and a bit of a shout.
Mate, I'm not going to lie, right? Most of the time when you come on this podcast, you talk about how you've had an argument. So you, by saying, you know how we get on really well, I reckon the listeners will go, do they?
Really? Yeah. Do you know what? Ironically, my boss was saying this last week. She's like, everything you say about you and Laura, it's like you're always arguing. I was like, yeah, but we love each other, though, so it's fine. It's all out of love. We managed to go to Ashford Outlet on Saturday night. So we left here about 4:30. And we managed to get lots of Christmas shopping done and have dinner without an argument whatsoever. Literally was in a shop, bang, out, bang, in, bang, out, sorted. We were so efficient and organised. We had no idea what we were going to get. But it's just looked into shops and was like, yep, that person will like that. I think that person will like that. That person, oh, tonight, no, I don't think so. She's like, no, I didn't think so either. Right, next one. Mate, honestly, it was the most efficient we've ever been as a couple.
Wow.
So it's not interesting or anything funny, but it's quite amazing. It's quite fascinating that we've managed to do it.
Well done. Well done.
So very happy with it. And then on Sunday, I had some wisdom taken away from me, albeit quite violently. And then Laura looked after me all day. Right. Have you ever had a wisdom tooth taken out?
I've had a tooth taken out, but I haven't had a wisdom tooth taken out.
Okay. How old was you when that was taken out? And did they knock you out for it?
No, no. They asked me if I wanted any medication. I went, nah, fuck that, mate. Just take it straight out.
Firm it, mate. Firm it. Honestly, I thought this geezer was going to put his foot in my throat or something to try and get a bit more leverage on it. So I went in there. I thought I was only losing one. So they took two. So it's top left and top right.
Oh, they took two?
Yeah, he took two. So that was fun. Top left and top right, wisdom tooth. Just bang, take him out. So he numbed it all, which is fine. And he was like prodding it. And so I was like, can you feel it? Honestly, I had no idea. Couldn't feel a fucking thing. But then he got this right. Oh yeah, well done, original. fucking petulant child. Jesus. But honestly, so they grab this like clip thing and obviously goes all the way around it, and he's fucking probably yanking away like that, and he's like wobbling it around, and I could hear my tooth cracking as he was grabbing it. I was like, oh I don't like this. My mouth was up here at one point where he's fucking leveraging it back. My teeth were like this long. Nearly as long as your willy. Literally nearly as long as that. It wasn't obviously as wide as yours, obviously, but it was, you know, that long. Honestly, it's fucking horrible. And I was like, oh. And he went, cool, yeah, that was a big tooth, that one. And the nurse was like, oh, yeah, that was a long tooth. Bet that hurt. I'm like, oh, no, it doesn't hurt at the moment, but it will do later on, I'm sure. And I was like, hopefully the next one's each. And the bloke was like, sorry to say, but normally they're normally about the same sort of size. I was like, oh, fucking great. Get over and done with. The left one, he literally just went, and it just come out. Honestly, it fucking kills today. I've barely been able to eat anything, which is not bad. So I could probably fit into my suit a little bit more for Friday or something. But
are you wearing a suit?
Well, no, a jacket. Not suit, but jacket.
Are you wearing a jacket?
Yeah.
What, is there like a... Oh, I was just going to wear jeans. I'd probably just go as I am now.
Yeah, that'd be
hoodie,
right.
You know. Is that right?
Fine by me, mate.
Well, I don't want to upset the gen. You know what she's like. She gets a bit angry, didn't she?
Mate, that stupid little light is on your bloody screen again. It's green this time by the looks of it. Why has it changed colour? It was blue the other day.
It's always green.
No, it was blue the other day.
No, it's green.
It was blue. You literally said the other day, it was like, oh, look, blue light's back again.
I'm not going to argue with you, but it was green.
But no, that's my week. How's yours been?
It was nice, mate. Yeah, family weekend with the in-laws Saturday and then with the outlaws Sunday. We saw Wonka, which is good.
Who's the outlaws? They banished from the family.
My lot, yeah. Okay. That's what you call them, isn't it?
No, you just call it
family. It's opposite of in-law, isn't it? Outlaw.
Sure, yeah. How was Wonka?
Yeah, it was good, mate. It was good. I did enjoy it. If you're going there expecting Timothy Chalamet to be Johnny Depp, then that's not going to happen because he's not Johnny Depp. He's Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet?
Mate.
You've said it different twice so far. Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet. Chalamet. How was Tom Davis Chalamet in it?
Ah, yeah, he's good.
Yeah?
He is funny in it, mate. Yeah, I reckon he's probably the best character. He's one of those characters that isn't the main character, but is the funniest there. Do you know what I mean?
Is it a big part or is it just a small
part?
Yeah,
it's a big part, mate. Yeah, no, it's, I would say it's a big part. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah, well, I'm hoping that Laura and I can watch it on Sunday night. Have a bit of a date night before Christmas and stuff. Will be nice.
Yeah.
Whether that happens or not remains to be seen.
Yeah. Well, we've got your engagement party on Friday, hence why we were talking about the right attire to be wearing.
Yeah, we have indeed. Yeah. The Waz wants to milk this for all she can and have as much attention on her as possible. So she's getting an engagement party.
Yeah. And Ben is fully behind it.
Not really. It's just stress, isn't it?
Well, it would be for you, yeah.
Trying to organise everything and then organise Laura to be organised and then stop her from panicking and then flapping about on a day that she has nothing to wear, even though she's planned this for like a month or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is what it is, isn't it?
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a big plan. What's been happening in the news this week, William? Have you seen anything exciting?
When did the first sacking happen?
It happened about 45 minutes after we recorded our last episode.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So see you later, Paul Heckingbottom.
Yeah, first managerial sacking of the season.
Ciao, amigo. Ciao, ciao.
I feel like last season there was a bit more than that. But, yeah, this season, Heckingbottom, as you say, is the first one to go. And immediately replaced by Wilder.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I thought that was a bit of a weird rogue choice.
A weird rogue choice or just a rogue choice?
A weird and rogue choice is what I
meant. Oh, weird and rogue. Sorry.
Yeah, and I think it all happened so quickly. So clearly they had him lined up way before they sacked Heckingbottom.
Yeah, I would say that the evidence is strong with that one.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. But he's had a bit of a positive effect already, which we'll come on to a little bit later. So maybe he's proven me wrong. But I don't think he is a Premier League manager. He's a crap older Sean Dyche.
Okay.
So Sean Dyche, obviously ready-made Premier League manager, proven, tested. Chris Wilder just isn't. Just isn't for me.
I would reluctantly, because it's not often, famously, that we do this, but I will agree with you.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad.
Yeah. No, I've agreed. No, I've done it. I've done it, mate. I've done it. It's done.
I know it sounds like we're arguing with each other. It's actually all Will that's arguing with himself there. Yeah.
So, yeah. It was a weird one. I think last season, and actually I'll come on to this point a little bit more later on, just a little bit of a teaser there for you listeners, just to get you to the end of the episode this time. I think that last season there was lots of managerial changes, and the ones that didn't change their manager stayed up.
Yep.
The ones that did, didn't. And I think this season might be the other way around. And we'll go into that.
That is controversial. Well, it's not really. That's a good point, though.
Thank you.
Because I'm sure you said last week as well about that. You said it's interesting that people that stayed with their managers had more of a fighting chance and stayed up. Are people doing it again, you know, this year? Burnley, sticking with company. Sheffield United, obviously not. Luton, sticking so far with Rob Edwards.
Yeah, well, thank you for elaborating on my point. I really appreciated that.
Just backing you up, bro. Always got your back.
As we know on this podcast, we talk nothing but absolute sense and never get anything wrong. A bit like the time when we said we're not sure where Fulham get their goals from. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that? Who knows?
You said this. You said Jimenez can't score a goal. Jimenez has scored a goal.
Wait, no, because we come into that later. But can I just have a point, right? Right? Literally 2 seconds ago, you said, I've always got your back, mate. I then finished my sentence and you went, no, you said it. Yeah. Thanks for having my back all the time, mate, as you just said.
Got ya. Yeah. It is what it is, all right? It is what it is. It's just one of those situations.
For fuck's sake.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi guys, make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter so you don't miss a thing. How could you? Instagram is at Football Drop Podcast. Twitter is at Football Drop Pod. Thanks Will for that. Or just search us on Facebook, Football Drop Podcast. Anyway, we have got two Premier League games to kind of go through.
Well, hopefully we've got more than two games.
You know what I mean.
Two rounds.
Two
of games,
matches.
Hopefully. No, hopefully more than two matches,
round
Will.
Hopefully two games. To go through. We've got 20 games to go through. How about that? No, we haven't. We've got 10 games to go through. How about that?
Have we?
I don't even know. How many games have we got to go
it's
through?
20 games, 20? Mate. 20 matches.
Yeah. 20.
Oh, my God.
Thank
Mass
you.
Is taking a massive hit again. Jesus. My God. Right. So we had the first midweek game was Wolves versus Burnley. An absolute banger of a game. Solid, solid entertainment. Wolves won, Burnley nil. Well deserved. Bit of a bore.
Okay. Fair enough. Should we go on to the exciting one then?
The exciting one. Go on.
Luton 3, Arsenal 4. I'd love to have done that job.
Mate, I've always wanted to do that job. On Sky Sports at the end of Soccer Saturday.
Well, to be honest, I was thinking more of the time when it used to be on BBC One after like Grandstand or something.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't remember. I was not old enough for that.
No, of course.
Nah, sorry. Mate, what a banger this game was for a neutral.
Yeah, everyone was up for it, weren't they? Like Luton and Arsenal, but all players, all teams, they were up for it. They were raring to go. I thought the game was actually quick. I thought Luton were quick and Arsenal were quick, and it was back and forth. It was a great game.
Yeah. See, weirdly, we spoke about this in midweek. I thought Arsenal were really slow playing the game. Oh, yeah. It just took us ages to get the ball out from our feet. The actual pace of the game was quick, but I think Arsenal's play was slow. Luton were electric on the counter. Absolutely electric. And well deserved to go ahead at one point.
But
I can't really comment for what neutrals would find that game. But my God, I hated it but loved it.
Yeah, looking back on the game, well, after Declan Rice had his say, I felt like it was a great game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it kind of goes to show that we can fight to the end, which is great. But I still think we're lacking up front. I know we scored 4 goals, but I still think we're lacking up front massively.
Yeah, 100%.
And obviously the next game speaks volumes of that as well and demonstrates that more. But Luton are in. I can't remember if it was you that said it a few weeks ago, but Luton are in it every single week. They don't lose by big margins. They're always in it by a goal.
seem to be. They do seem to be, yeah. I think we're going to move on, but just before we do, I've got a bit of an announcement to make, actually.
Oh, go on.
So I think I've changed my mind, and I want VAR gone. I want it out of the game.
Wow, why is that, Will?
Well, I think we're going to come onto it across the next game, the rest of the games. I think there was an incident in the Burnley game, the Wolves Burnley game, that obviously we've gone past. But I think there was an incident there. But we can move forward because there's going to be plenty more coming up. But I have made a decision that VAR needs to be gone until they can fix it.
Wow, there's not really a rarity of us agreeing anymore because we seem to agree quite often now.
Well, sometimes, but not often, but more often than not, probably, yeah. But not that often.
Very well put.
But sometimes. Yeah.
Very well
put. Why, thank you, Benjamin. Why, thank you. So, where do you want to start with the Wednesday games, Ben? Should we start with Brighton and Hove Albion 2, Brentford 1?
Yes, let's go for that. I can't even remember what I put for predictions now, but looking at it now, I think Brighton, yeah, they would win that. Abuemo's gone off injured as well, didn't he, in this game, I believe?
Yeah, you believed correctly. So he didn't play.
Big loss for Brentford.
Yeah, both Brighton and Brentford, and we've got to chuck Newcastle in there, have really, 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 really struggled with injuries so far this season.
I think Chelsea and United have as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
Chelsea have been depleted in midfield hugely at times. Well, and left back, yeah, and right back, to be fair. United had a bit of an injury crisis. They're not so bad now. But they do seem to have suffered severely with those.
I don't think it compares to Brentford, Brighton and Newcastle personally. But yeah, they've lost a couple of big players, yeah.
Mm. Absolutely. But 2-1 win. Brighton may be coming back into their winning way now.
Well, let's hold that thought.
Had a bad run of form. Good 2-1 win at home. 3 points in the bag. Onwards, next game.
Crystal Palace 0, AFC Bournemouth 2.
I was surprised at this. Palace are just in a really bad way at the moment, aren't they?
Palace are. They got booed. Hodgson said some things that he shouldn't have said. Apologised afterwards. Said they've been spoiled. You know, I think it's a bit like when Conte went on a bit of a rant about Spurs. You're a bit like, well, yeah, right. You got a point there, right?
Yeah. No one can argue.
But yeah, mate, Iraola has got Bournemouth playing some football, mate. I tell you.
Yeah. It's this high line that they're playing constantly. It's a massively high. You know, when they're pressing, when they're defending, they don't. I mean,
what happened to your voice?
I don't know.
Did you just burp?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was just my connection again. Don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, the way Bournemouth play such a high line now that if you do a long ball over the top and you've got a quick striker, you'll score against them. But if you don't, you can't do that and you can't do that ball, Bournemouth are all over you from start to finish. And they seem to have the fitness now to be able to do that fully for 90 minutes as well.
Yeah, well, you know, they've got Man United. Well, they have Man United the weekend. We don't know what the score would be, so maybe Man United would figure that out.
Yeah, you'd imagine so, especially if it was at home, Old Trafford. Bournemouth never won there. But yeah. No, massive 3 points for Bournemouth there against Palace as well, climbing their way up the table. And as you said, playing some really good football now. They're quite entertaining to watch, and there's probably going to be a few upsets throughout the season, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, maybe in their next game, who knows?
Who knows?
So, you know, back to Fulham. I think we'd said as a team, as a podcast, that we just don't know where they get their goals from.
No.
But they won 5-0 against Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, man. But Forest, I mean, we know Forest are pretty dire away from home. But since you've called Fulham out, you called Fulham out for not scoring many goals. Fulham have literally every player's gone, do you know what, FDP? Hold my beer. Watch this.
I tell you something, though. For Fulham, so Jimenez, Iwobi, Kearney, Wilson, Pereira, Willian. Quality. Wilson, mate. Sorry, not Wilson. Wilson is good, but I was thinking Kearney. Kearney, he is so good, mate. He is unbelievably good in that Fulham team.
Yeah.
There's just something about him that's going to come good. Pereira's still linked with Bayern Munich.
Polina
is linked with Bayern Munich still in January. Could upset the team, couldn't it?
Massively, because I think he brings them so much balance across that pitch. Without him, he's integral. It's like if we lost Rice, it'd be
a
whole different thing.
Exactly, But Forrest, the supporters were shouting out Cooper's name at the end there.
Yeah, in support, may I add, not through having a go at him, which is nice to see, especially the away supporters who generally are the diehards as well, and they've got his back. Much like I have with you. Got his back.
Yeah, sure. Sheffield United lost at home to Liverpool 2-0.
The Wilder effect.
The Wilder effect. First game in charge after what had been like a day, he'd had a day and a half maybe with the team.
Yeah, you'd think he'd have a good effect by then, wouldn't you? Plenty of time.
They played better. But Liverpool just, got the job done. I thought Fodderingham had a good game, actually. Nunes can't seem to find the net. Szoboszlai scored a good goal.
Yeah, Nunes, he makes all these runs. And I think he will eventually score goals. But how long do Liverpool give him? He's in his second season now, and he's still not banging them in, is he?
Yeah.
Not like they wanted him to, anyway.
This happens in the season. There's a bit of a dry spell, but I'm sure he'll come good. I'm sure he will come good. Aston Villa, mate, 1.
What a shock.
Manchester City, mate, 0, mate.
Yeah, mate. Right, mate. You're right, mate. Well done, mate.
Villa were all over City, all game. All over them.
So
it was
City.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Yeah, mate. City have never registered fewer shots in a game in all of Pep's history. I don't think Villa have ever had that many shots in a
22
game.
22 shots, well, 7 on target to City's 2 shots, 2 of which were on target. I think Haaland got injured in that game, didn't he?
He did. Which means he's potentially ruled out for a number of games. So for fantasy football, could be a bit of a change on the cards. Anyone that's still doing it and still following it. Obviously, I know Will and I both are because we've got the trophy and stuff for it this year. So we are buzzing with that. But yeah, that's a blow for City. They're just not on form. They're not on form at the moment. But you still think, but after Christmas, they'll win 19 games back to back.
Yeah,
as we know they can. They do it so bloody often.
Yeah, you can definitely see it happening, mate. You can definitely see it happening. Yeah.
But fair play to Villa. Emery is cooking up something decent there.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Special dishes.
Last game was Manchester United 2, Chelsea 1, the McTominay show.
Mate, he's world class in that team, and he's not a world class player.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He could have had 4.
He could have had 4.
There was just so much going for him, but yeah, fantastic.
Is that what we're going to say?
I feel like there was a bit of a there was a weird one, wasn't there? Where there was a few managers came out and had to go at like the press. I think Man United had stopped some of the press from
someone from Sky Sports.
Yeah,
because they criticised them. So Ten Hag/ Man U said no. No, wasn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
I get if you're being offensive, but come on.
I think as well that Anthony with Enzo Fernandez.
Yeah.
VAR picked that up. What did you think? It was quite unlucky.
Yeah, I think it was quite unlucky. But what I do find funny about Anthony is he started beef with Paul Scholes because Scholes was criticising him. Is it all these X-Man United players that don't play the game anymore? It's a different type of game, blah, blah, blah. Scholes is like, we'll play better then. Just simply play better.
Fair enough. Injury hit Newcastle. Lost away at Everton 3-0, mate.
Mate, Newcastle away from home are awful this season.
Yeah?
I know they've had their injury concerns, but they're awful away from home.
Massive injury concerns, mate. Yeah, they are. They're right up against it, aren't they?
They are at the moment. Struggling. They're definitely struggling.
I know it's the game of the week. They just look so tired at the weekend. So tired.
Yeah. But a big credit to Everton, who, despite the 10-point deduction, you'd never know they had a 10-point deduction now.
They're definitely on bounce back. Yeah, this game took them above Luton in the league, out of the bottom three for the first time since that point deduction was given to them.
Credit to a proven Premier League manager, I think, don't you?
Yeah, lovely play. McNeil is definitely doing very, very well in the Everton shirt at the moment. Sort of, you need that. You have that one player that tends to come up when you're in a bit of trouble. He seems to be the one to do that, along with Decore as well. I think a special shout out for him.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Tottenham.
Yeah, go on.
Tottenham 1, West Ham 2.
Yeah, man. What a West Ham.
Bowen and Ward-Prowse and a Romero goal for Tottenham.
Yeah, Romero.
Fantastic. West Ham, let's remember what game we're at, have been on fire so far this season.
They have.
So far.
Yeah, they're proving everyone wrong. They've been in good form. They're doing well, especially losing, you know, their captain, their star player. They've replaced him well. We've said this for weeks and weeks now, but they've replaced him well. And I think their form might continue. What do you reckon?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. And then we're on to the weekend games.
Are we?
We are indeed. Where would you like to start? Would you like to start with the early kickoff?
Should we start with the early kickoff?
Yes. Crystal Palace versus Liverpool.
Okay. Jordan Ayew should not have been sent off.
He should not have been sent off. Weirdly, we agree. How strange. Yeah, 100% he should not have been sent off. That was a harsh double yellow.
Yeah. Led to the goal. Yep. Salah's 200th, might I add. Well done, Salah, if you're listening. Congratulations, mate.
Yep, thank you for my FPL points as well, Salah. Well done.
Yeah, my Salah. Klopp had a bit of a moan about the... he was asked a question, wasn't he, about the weather or something ridiculous, and he had a moan.
No, so that was at the end of the midweek game. The reporter had a bit of a joke. He said, are you looking forward to your favourite kickoff time on Saturday? And he's like, why did you ask that question? Don't try to be funny. It's a stupid question. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm like,
all right, mate. It's a bit of a... Like, don't get me wrong, it's a bit disrespectful from the reporter, who doesn't generally go to many of the games. Sort of a part-time presenter. But at the same time, like, grow up, mate. Like, they're just asking a question, a bit of a light-hearted joke, which 99 times out of 100, Klopp will be laughing his head off at that. Because he's generally pretty good with the press.
Pretty good with the press.
Yeah, pretty good with the press. But yeah, he just seemed to have touched a nerve. So yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe he's just upset. Maybe he's a bit tired. Maybe he just needed a poo. Who knows? And was like, I don't need this right now.
Maybe, yeah. I've been there.
But yeah, very sensitive. But again, another win for Liverpool.
Another win. Took them to top of the Premier League table.
It did indeed.
That win, Mateta, penalty, definitely a penalty, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. However, we will come on to, or reference back to that when it comes to the late night Saturday game, because I want a comparison here and get your opinion. Because again, VAR, and I think VAR got it right.
The Mateta penalty?
With the Mateta one, yes.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
He's kicked through.
I know where you are going with this. So Brighton 1, Burnley 1. Again, Brighton just haven't got it. haven't got an 11 really to put together. I don't think anyway. It is the quality is what they've used to have.
Too many games, lots of travel, as you mentioned earlier, yeah. Lots of injuries at the moment for them. So they are struggling. They are struggling to find form. But I don't know whether they're just prioritising European leagues at the moment, because they seem to be putting out a fairly strong squad for those, and now they're qualified.
Well, they're injured, aren't they?
Yeah, they've had lots of injuries, I get that. But they've still fielded quite a strong squad for Europa League and stuff games. So maybe Prem is now the focus and they can get some players back. Maybe a little couple of additions in January to help see them through will be helpful. We might see a different Brighton in 2024.
Yeah. Gross is quality, mate. Proper servant for him.
He is. But a good solid point for Burnley, that as well.
Yeah. Crack-a-lacking.
Yeah, I think that makes a big difference.
Manchester United 0, AFC Bournemouth 3.
Love that. What?
How good were Bournemouth? By the way, I forgot to mention it. Ten Hag was given manager of the month.
Yes, right. I put this on my stories. What the hell is going on with football?
Harry Maguire was given player of the month.
I know.
And then Garnacho was given, what they called it? Is young player of the month, basically, isn't it?
Goal of the month.
Goal of the month.
Yeah,
given young player of the month.
No, it's goal of the month. Which, to be fair, was a banger.
It was, yeah. I mean, I thought it was young player, but yeah, fine. No, how has Maguire and Ten Hag won that with the football that they're playing?
Well, this is what I kind of wanted to talk about with United, because it's weird. They're still up there, like, albeit they've dropped off a fair few points from the top, but they're still up there in contention for top four, top six places. But they're getting hammered at home by Bournemouth.
Top 3, top 5.
By who else beat them? Was a hammering? So a couple, Newcastle hammered them, I think, at their place. I think someone, I can't remember, but they've had two or three like really damning results already this season. And they've won slagging Man United off, but they were in the informed team last month. They were getting more and more points and getting wins constantly. So they're doing something right at the moment at times. Then other times, they're just absolutely dire. I kind of compare them to what Chelsea are like at the moment. Chelsea can score a load of goals, but they can also concede a load of goals and not do anything in a game. Like, it's just mental to see such a flip from a team, from game to game. But as you said, mention Bournemouth again. Incredible performance.
Incredible performance.
But yeah, what do you think of United then? You seem to be sort of smirking away.
Well, I felt like there was a couple of places where I could have come in and we could have had a conversation about it, but you was fully on a rant.
Yeah, sorry.
And then you finished and went, right, talk about Bournemouth. I was like, oh, okay.
Your two cents is always welcome, my friend. Always welcome.
I agree. I still don't really know what Man United's style is. I still don't think Ten Hag is... I still don't understand what he's going for. I think as a club, Man United are in real trouble with what's going on outside it and the ownership and the director of football that that they might have, might not have, and chairman that they might have, might not have. It's all just a bit up in the air for him on the outside. Mm. And then on the inside with Anthony, Greenwood, Sancho, then there's talk of Martial and Rashford being like the leaders in the changing room. And if they don't like what Ten Hag's doing, then
Martial. The rest.
Yeah, apparently it's Martial and Rashford are the two people that's like in charge in the changing rooms. And if you go against them, then pretty much your job is up for the chop.
Interesting.
Which kind of makes you understand why Ten Hag's been playing Martial recently, but he's just not performing, and neither really is Rashford. He's so hit and miss. Who knows what Rashford you're going to get? So he's dropped them, and then they're still losing 3-0 at home to Bournemouth, where you would have expected them to have got the 3 points. So, yeah, but a funny one for me. I don't get it. Bournemouth, though, as you say, they played so well. They're just on fire, and I for one was thinking that maybe Iraola was going to be the first one for the chop, but you know, apparently not.
No, I mean, with Man United, they're so bad at the moment. They've had more losses at home in the last 10 years since Fergie left than they did throughout all of Fergie's tenure.
That's mental. Unbelievable stat, that. Anyway, moving on. Sheffield United beat Brentford for the Wilder effect to really take place. Yeah. A McAtee goal, which I thought was quite a good little strike, that one, actually. Yeah,
I thought the same. Great goal. Massive 3 points for Sheffield United. Gives them that little bit of confidence and that little bit of hope of, yeah, maybe we could scrap around for a few points here.
Yeah, well, like I said to you, you know, the injuries that Brentford have, especially at the top there, they're relying on Neil Mopay.
Yeah, that's always a concern, isn't it? Always a concern.
Vissa missed a few.
Tony's back in 4 weeks.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, sorry. When you said Tony, I was thinking, Tony who? But yes, Ivan Tony. I think he was referring to. Wolves drew with Nottingham Forest, mate. 1-1.
Yeah, that was a bit of a weird result, that, for me. I thought Wolves would do that.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Made a couple of changes, didn't he, Cooper? Managed to grind out a 1-1 draw. I still think that O'Neill is doing a cracking job at Wolves. I think he's smashing it, mate. I think he's done well at Bournemouth. I think he's doing well at Wolves. I'd almost argue he's a proper Premier League manager.
Almost argue. Well, I'm glad you wouldn't fully argue. So that's always a bonus.
Thank you.
But yeah, another solid point for Forrest as well, to be fair. And then we got on to the later kickoff on Saturday. Aston Villa, high-flying against Arsenal.
Arguably high-flying, because they were. Yeah,
we were.
Yeah. Now, go on, mate, take it away.
Well, I didn't see the game, so I've only watched it on Match of the Day because I was out shopping.
Oh, well done.
Argument-free, may I add.
Argument-free. Well done.
I saw Villa scored early doors, which, to be fair, was a really good finish from John McGinn. Really good play from Villa as well. Cut us out. I think Zinchenko should have done better. Caught way out of position. Yeah. Didn't trap back quick enough at all. So left us a little bit overloaded at the back, which is a massive shame. But the actual performance, I think we did quite well at overall. But I think it played into Villa's hands at the same time. They played the offside trap, which they're doing so well and so often. I think we had 4 offsides in that game because of their positioning and movements incredible at the back. But we're lacking that real threat up top. Jesus drops too deep or moves about a bit too much. Sometimes you just need that big bastard up top or someone that's got that physical presence. Like, we used to be able to do that with Giroud. Now, Giroud was never prolific, but he played everyone in so much more, and then we got more goals out of them. But since we've got no one really as a proper striker other than Nketiah, who can't realistically hold the ball up that well. He hasn't got that physical presence so much. But we just need that, or we just need an out-and-out lethal finisher. Because we had so many opportunities. Odegaard had a good couple. I mean, don't get me wrong, Martinez made some good saves as well. But we just had so many wasted chances.
Yeah. What did you think about the handball then?
Well, there's 2 incidents I want to talk about today. So the handball, I kind of see as a 50-50. Some replays looks like it hit Matty Cash's hand first, which surely that's a handball. But apparently it's not, because it hits, I can't remember, is it Jesus it hits after or something? I can't remember who it was. It hits our player after, and that's a handball. Don't really get it, but it happens very quickly in different angles. Doesn't necessarily show Matty Cash's handball there. So I don't really get it, if I'm totally honest. But I'm not really that fussed about it. What about you?
I think I've got beef with the handball rule. It doesn't make any sense. There was another game where there was a handball because it tapped. I can't remember. Was it the Liverpool game where it tapped a hand and it's given, and it seems to be if it touches a defender's hand, it's a definite penalty, and if it touches the striker's hand, it's definitely. But it just doesn't make any sense, because there's going to be times it's going to hit a hand and it's going to be an accident.
I
hate the handball rule. I really hate it.
They've tweaked it too much now, haven't they?
Yeah, I wish I could make it as clear as your offside rule from last week. But
honestly, it'd be amazing if we could do that. Football would be solved if we made the rules.
Exactly. I'm assuming you're going to come on to the penalty talking point now.
Yeah, go on. You go first. I want to see what your thoughts are.
I think if you are looking at that in a way that you should look at it, but not in the way that that referees look at it or VAR looks at it, I don't think it was a penalty. He's tapped his leg. It was an in-game incident. I don't think it's a penalty. Mm. If you look at the way other games have gone, other results have gone, other decisions have gone, and the way that the consistency is within the Premier League, or the way that the consistency should be in the Premier League, it's a penalty, because he's tapped his leg, he stopped it, he's not got the ball, therefore it's a penalty.
Yeah.
And I think your comparison will be to the one in the Liverpool game.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Liverpool? Yeah. Where VAR have now come out and said there was more force, or it was stronger in the Mateta one. That's why the Mateta one was given and the Arsenal one wasn't. And this, and I think there's been lots of other VAR controversies within the games that we've gone through, but not really touched upon them. It's all just bullshit. They're just bullshitting us now. They don't know what they're doing. They can't make it. This rule is for this. Because it's an in-game experience. You've still got people on the end of it. But it's just, the consistency is not there. It needs to be really clear, nailed down.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with force, because that's bullshit. Because
how can
you
they
could
measure
argue,
the force? How the exactly. fuck are they measuring this shit?
Exactly. So I think, for me, VAR just has to go. Not based on that one decision, but I've been sticking up for them, and there's been no improvement. Because I've been saying to you that VAR should be here. VAR should be something that we can rely on, enjoy, yada, 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 yada. We're not. It's shit. Get rid of it.
Good. No, I agree. I think if the Palace one is given, that should be given. There's no consistency. But I agree. I didn't think it was necessarily a penalty straight away. Looking at the replays more and more, I'm like, it's a pen. He's come through, he's followed through. He hasn't made contact with the ball. He's kicked Jesus' foot into the ball. So it's a pen. It's in the penalty area. It's in the box. It's a penalty all day long. So for me, I think we were potentially robbed of a point. Potentially. Because we might not necessarily scored the goal, etc, etc. It may have changed the way things played out. And Villa might have played more attacking. And then we might hit him on the counter. I don't know. There's so many variables on that. But yeah, VAR, I think, have fucked up again because there's no consistency. It's just ridiculous. It's just so infuriating.
Sunday, Everton 2, Chelsea.
Mate, again. Chelsea, like, what are they doing?
They were they were poor, weren't they? Up front, they can't score. What really made me laugh in that game was when the 7 minutes of added time went up and you had old fucking Dyche screaming, "What? Where have you got that figure from? What?" And then Everton score and all of a sudden everything's forgiven and they're 2-0 up and you're like, yeah,
it's like, oh, okay, yeah.
Well, yeah, we needed that 7 minutes. Yeah, cheers.
Did you see the Cole Palmer yellow card, though, for simulation?
Go on, tell me about it, mate.
So I think it's Mikulenko. I want to hear about it. Sort of swiped at him, but pulled out the last second. Cole Palmer went down, but I think he was preempting it. But it wasn't in the box. He didn't look round at the ref or anything like that. It's almost like he's jumped to make sure he doesn't get cleared out. You could argue. You could also argue he's simulated, so I kind of get it. But he hasn't looked at the ref. He hasn't looked at the linesman. He's literally leapt straight back up in one motion to get the ball. Michael Oliver has blown his whistle within half a second to give him a card straight away. I don't get that. I think it's harsh. And I don't like sticking up for Chelsea too much, but I think that's a really harsh yellow card. It's not simulation. He's not got anything out of it. He's not tried to get anything out of it. I can understand if it's in the middle of the penalty box and he's like screaming on all fours, shouting and waving his arms about or whatever. But he's literally, he's gone down, leapt straight back up and continued his run almost.
Yeah, seems like it.
It's just ridiculous.
But again, that comes down to the consistency of the Premier League, doesn't it? And the VAR and all of this sort of stuff, which, as we have worked out, is very inconsistent.
We have indeed. We have indeed. Fulham, West Ham. As we were saying, West Ham, rich rain of form at the moment.
And we don't know where Fulham are going to get goals from.
You don't know where Fulham are going to get goals from at all, do you, Will? Jimenez, do you reckon he can't score a goal, can he?
He's got four in four games now, hasn't he?
Something like that. Fulham have scored, 10 goals? 10 goals now in two games. I think it's 14 goals in four games. Wasn't that stupid? Mental.
Yeah.
Because then they couldn't score a goal, as you rightly said. Now look at them. They've definitely been listening to the pod.
They have.
Marco's like, lads, listen to FDP on your way home. They've been slagging you off. Especially you, Jimenez. Listen, score next week. Come on. Sorry, it's like distracting you there, bruv.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear. Can you hear?
I can hear you. I can't hear anything else.
Okay. my washing machine is going on full spin.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I didn't even know it was on. I'm just like, oh my God, I can feel my feet vibrating.
I just love
the audio on the mic.
Brilliant. I just love how organised you are, mate, at this. It's brilliant.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, me not putting the washing machine on and not knowing that it was on.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
man.
Wilson scored a banging goal. I feel like West Ham just weren't there defensively. Moyes needs to really, really work on that.
Does he, or is this just a freak game?
No, I think he really needs to work on that because I think West Ham have always been a bit shaky at the back. They've done very well, but their goal difference is -4, Ben. So before this game, they only had a goal difference of 1. And they're sat in 9th position. So, you know, I feel like they could just tighten up a little bit at the back. I don't know what they do about their striker as well, because Bowen doesn't really want to play up top there. He looks like he could be a natural number 9, but he prefers to play out wide a little bit, doesn't he? So I don't really know what West Ham do with that striker. Luton 1, Manchester City 2, mate.
Next game, cool, okay. Yeah, Man City left it quite late, didn't they? Second half goals had to get there. Luton, they're so solid. They make it so difficult. And we said at the start of the season, Kenilworth Road will be a very difficult place to go. So actually, just going back quickly. So I watched the Arsenal-Luton game on Amazon, but I watched it without the commentary.
Okay.
Mate, it's so loud at Kenilworth Road. It's really hostile. Because I wanted to listen just to see what it's like. Fuck, sod it, I'll have a go. And mate, it is so loud there. You barely notice no commentary because it's just everyone is abusing every Arsenal player. Like from start to finish. So yeah, I think it definitely has an effect. And I think that's probably affected Man City in the first half for sure. But City scraped a result, didn't they?
Yeah, good. Good result. City was City, weren't they? Bernardo Silva scored a cracking little goal. You thought, oh, is it going to be a free kick? Oh, is it going to be a penalty? Oh, no. Man City are just going to score.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then Grealish got another one. Yeah, good goal, good game. Tough place to go. Like you said, Luton are looking very, very good. Let's go through the last couple of games, then we'll come on to the Premier League. Actually, we've got one more game left. So Tottenham 4, Newcastle United 1.
Yeah, huge win for Tottenham, that one.
Huge win for Tottenham. They played very well. Probably back to their form that they were on at the start of the season. Richarlison had a good game.
Got a brace. Wasn't it?
Got a brace. And then Joel Linton with the 91st minute consolation goal.
Yeah. Good goal, that, to be fair, as well, wasn't it? It was a good hit.
Yeah. Did you think it was a pen?
I don't know. I kept changing my mind on this.
Oh, I thought it was clear.
No, I kept changing my mind, but I think it's because I'm very biased.
Okay. Yeah, I think Dubravka had a poor game, came out with his feet, nowhere near the ball, knocked Son off. Poor touch from Son.
Trippier had a poor game.
I thought Trippier did well. I thought defensively they were poor, but I thought Trippier was good. I think he was just outnumbered on a couple of occasions, and it just made his performance look worse. I thought one of the Richarlison goals, he completely fucked his control up. Like, he wanted to get it on the toe, bring it down, and he fucked it, but still got the goal.
And you know what? It was his first goal for Tottenham with his feet.
Yeah.
Rest has all been headers.
And then the one header that was open that he should have scored, he missed. He could have had a hattie, mate.
Yeah. He could have had a hattie. And the beef with him and Antonio. Not with Antonio, with Callum Wilson, on the podcast, slated Richarlison last season. The Tottenham Hotspur Twitter account and stuff, getting involved. He's like, yeah. And you know that Michael Jordan meme and I took that personally. They've put Richarlison's face on him as he scored two goals against them. I'm like, mate, come on.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, have a look, mate. Have a look. It's fun. It is funny, but it's a bit cringy at the same time.
Just before we move on, I just want to go back to the Everton game, actually. I don't know if you saw, but the Chelsea fans were singing their Feed the Scousers song. And every time they did, Everton put up on their big screen, the local charity for food banks. I thought that was absolutely fucking brilliant.
What a way to fight that. Fair play to Everton. Whoever's decided that.
Well done.
Banging idea.
Well done, Everton, yeah. Okay, should we move on? Hey, guys. Here at the Football Drop Podcast, we'd love to hear all your comments, feedback and funny stories. If you'd like us to share them on the pod, please email us at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com. Thank you. So should we do the non-Euro roundup that's not in Euro? It's in outside of Europe.
It's the world roundup. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so where should we start?
Brazil?
Is that finished? Say that.
That's finished now,
isn't
it? It's
finished. Finished. 38 games.
And I haven't checked it out either. So this is news for me as well as you listeners out there.
Yeah. So we started on this because we thought that it was very, very tight. I think there was like 3 points, 4 points within the first seven teams, six teams. So I will come on to some real shock news for you, Ben. So down the bottom, rock bottom, America Mineiro, Coritiba, Goiás, and they have four go down in the Brazilian Serie A. The fourth team to go down for the first time in their history was Santos.
Yeah. So where the late great Pelé and Neymar played back in their days, in their younger days. So got a good history of players for sure. Mate, that's huge, isn't it? That's huge.
They got a great history in the league. You know, they've won it many, many times. They're one of the most decorated teams in Brazil. And they're down. That's like Man United being relegated.
Oh, that'd be lovely though, wouldn't it?
We've seen it before. I think it was Dennis Law relegated Man United, wasn't it, back in the day?
I don't know, that's some knowledge if it's right, though.
Dennis Law for Manchester City, yeah. And Man United legend went to Manchester City and got the goal that relegated them.
Wow.
Cracking. Can't make that shit up, mate. OK. So, should we go from fourth place?
Go on.
Flamengo.
Oh.
Third place, Atletico Mineiro. Second place, with a really nice kit, Gremio.
Lovely.
Top of the table, winners of the Brazilian league, Palmeiras.
Oh, okay. Nice. Congratulations to Palmeiras.
Congratulations to Palmeiras. That came off the back of Atletico Mineiro lost 4-1 to Bahia. Palmeiras drew with Cruzeiro. Gremio were 3-2 winners at Fluminense.
Wow.
Yeah.
Christ, what a finish like that is going down to the last game.
What a finish, mate. What a finish. We do love that here at the FDP. So, I bet you are more than keen to know what's going on in the Saudi Pro League.
I am, mate. I can't wait. I can barely contain my excitement for this.
Damat beat Al Ittihad 3-1. Quietly controversial result that. Al Nassr beat Al Riyadh 4-1 on Friday. Al Hilal won away Al Tai 2-1. And Al Khalij beat Abha 3-1. So you probably want to know where the league stands. Al Hilal the top with Al Nassr in second place. Al Hilal yet to lose a game. Drawn 2-1-14. Guess how many games they played?
16.
Well done, mate. Well done.
Thanks, mate. Did you use a calculator for it to make sure?
I had to, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Al Hazim at the bottom with Abha and Al Akdud and Al Raid all on 13 points. If you're interested to know where Al Ittifaq is, they're in 8th place. Al Ittihad are in 5th place. Al Ahly are in 3rd place. Women's, I just said that quite aggressively, I don't really know why.
Yeah?
Women's Super League.
Massive result yesterday.
Massive result yesterday. But let's start on Saturday, where Manchester City beat Aston Villa 2-1. Arsenal women beat Chelsea women 4-1.
Yeah, man. And as a new WSL attendance record, 59,000 attended at the Emirates.
It's incredible. That game was a huge game. And for Arsenal to come out 4-1 winners was incredible. Beth Mead scored, followed by an equaliser from Chelsea for Kennard, I think is how you spell it, say it. And then Ilstedt and Rousseau scored for Arsenal, penalty in the 74th minute for Rousseau. What a game.
Yeah, man. Great.
Brighton and Hove Albion 2, Leicester City 2, Liverpool 1, Bristol 1, West Ham 0, Everton 1, Tottenham Hotspur 0, Manchester United 4.
Wow. Oh, I missed that result.
Yeah, incredible. Mallard got 2, Toon got 1, and Ladd with the 4th. So, Chelsea are top on 22 points. Arsenal are second on 22 points. City are in third and Man United are in fourth. Rock bottom, Bristol City have moved from and they are now up to 11th with West Ham bottom on 4 points.
Excellent. Lovely little roundup.
Thanks, mate. You too.
Lovely little finish. We've only got one game weekend. Well, one game round, I should say, for this weekend. So next week, we will give you the European roundup. We'll love that. And that's your favourite part of the pod.
Good stuff happening there. Great game yesterday that I've managed to catch. I will just say, on the Premier League, 4 points, I think it is, separates Luton from Everton. now.
Wow.
That's how big the gulf is between the championship motees to the Premier League. That is such a gulf. Everton have had 10-point deduction, as we are well aware.
Huge.
And they're 4 points ahead of Luton. This is what I mean. I don't know whether managerial changes are going to impact on that at all, but Bournemouth seem to be pulling away now. Forest have hit a bit of a sticky patch, but I think they're the next. They're just above Everton. So there's so much, mate. There is so much that can happen between now and the end of the season, but I do worry for championship clubs. Leicester are smashing it. Leicester are a Premier League team, really, and they're smashing absolutely. It down.
I know they lost a few, didn't they, to be fair. They lost a few players in the summer, but they're going to run away with that league. But Ipswich are a dark horse in the championship.
Yeah, they certainly are. It would be nice to see Ipswich in the Premier League again. But I think if that gulf is big, and it's only going to get bigger, it's just going to be interesting to see. Ipswich are quite a rich club, so money does make a difference. But yeah, it would be interesting, mate. It would be interesting to see what happens. But I just can't see anything but the three that came up to go straight back down again.
No, I do think I agree. I think Luton may be able to get some extra points compared to the others, but I don't know who else would get dragged into it. That's my worry.
Maybe
the Forest. Maybe a Brentford if they keep struggling with injuries.
Maybe, yeah. Well, great. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Will, as always. It's been nice to see you. Have a lovely week. See you Friday.
Yes, see you Friday. Take care, mate. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please give us 5-star on your podcast provider, whatever one that may be, and help us #DropThePod.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Only football can make you feel like this.